la 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 la. Hey Parker, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't that hard to understand. You know he's not trying to make trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, still can't understand Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's sports night with Parker and the man.
Good evening, Detroit!
This is already April 10th. 10th day of April 2014. We're almost done with 3 weeks. How is that possible? Where did 3 weeks go?
Where did 10 years go? What are you talking about? It goes by fast.
10 years? Where did 20 years go? Where did 50 years go?
That's a good question.
You were just knee-high to a grasshopper, and look at you now.
I don't know. Should I take my hat off? Am I too cold?
Am I too cold is the question. Today was unbelievable. I mean, like I've never seen a 70-degree day in this town. I'm digging the groove. Here I'm in shorts, T-shirts, and flips today.
Would you stop? No, you're not.
I was earlier. I was doing my errands, making my rounds around the great town we call the Motor City Community of the Detroit Metro. And I'm in the, you know, other people are still dressed like it's the middle of winter. I don't get that. As soon as the weather breaks, you got a 70-degree day with sunny skies. But then the wind started coming in, got a little chillier, and then I had to go like this. You can see me on ParkerTheMan.com and PremierSportsNetwork.com. And jeans again. Come on. Figure it out. Come on. I just want that. I just want sunny skies, 73 all the time. Rob, do they have that?
Yeah, it's called San Diego.
It's called San Diego. Where the Tigers are going.
That's right.
They're heading off to San Diego.
After they got lucky last night.
Oh, man. Dude, V-Mart with the little ding. All of a sudden, he's the big power hitter. Who would have thought that he'd have more homers than Cabrera?
The only thing that scares me about his early home run power, Mark, he's good for 10 to 12 a year, and he's eating them up already.
So he's already used two of his 10 to 12 allotment. Is that what you're saying?
He's not going to hit 25 home runs. It's just not going to happen. So
I would like
it's a little
to say,
scary to see him hit that many home runs so quick.
I would like to say right here, right now, and I said this on Twitter, if you follow us at Twitter, at Parker the Man, which you should be doing, that I have dubbed him number 36, the newest or one of the newest Tigers. He set the meeting. I have dubbed the Dead Arm Nathan. He's now D.A. Nathan. Dead Arm came in with his dead arm. He's the one who said he had a dead arm. I didn't say he had a dead arm. And he dead armed 3 runs in the ninth. Should have been, quite frankly, an easy save, a 3-run lead. Do your thing. Even if you give up one or two, you still get the save.
Even after the bomb, the home run by Gonzalez, Mark, bomb.
Oh, Adrian? Yeah.
Right?
Adrian.
427 feet or something. I mean, just
Adrian.
The bomb. All right, even after that, you can still get it. Still got 2 runs. Still get over that.
Can I tell you what I see in Joe Nathan's face? A defeatist guy. He's defeated.
You know what? We have sound.
You agree with me?
Yeah, I agree. So far, he looks like he's bummed out, and he understands he doesn't have it right now, and things aren't right, but we have sound from last night.
We do?
Yes, what he said to Brad Ausmus after giving up the 3 runs, after blowing a save. He went into the dugout, and this is what he said to Brad Ausmus.
Did I do that?
I didn't hear that part.
Yes.
I must have
he
missed that.
He sounds a little effeminate, but it's all right.
Can I hear that again?
Did I do that?
See, I missed that. I was watching the whole game. That didn't end until 2:30 in the morning, and I watched the whole contest.
I'm sure you were having dinner while you were watching the game,
at 2:15 a.m.?
Well, because, I know
I eat late. I'm watching the game, having my dinner.
But Mark, you don't have like a little snack. You have like a full blown meal.
We eat late at night.
I know you eat late though. I don't understand how.
I don't eat that late anymore.
In the old days, when we used to get off at 1 o'clock, you would say, "Oh, I can't wait to get home." She's
right.
making
steak or
yeah. Right. And I used to say, "What?" By the
lemon
time you get
chicken,
home, it's 1:30.
No, we don't eat that late anymore. Can't do it. We actually kind of try to look for those Amish places now. We can get to the early bird special like 4:30.
There
like
you
we're
go.
In Sarasota, Florida or something. Dick Vitale does that all the time. You know, Dick Vitale goes to all those early bird specials.
Mark, why there. Not? You get food half price and all the free.
Why do you think Vitale lives in Sarasota?
Free decaf coffee, you know, refills and all that.
And what else does Vitale have for his meal now?
Well, a cup of decaf coffee, sodium-free bacon, and a chest x-ray.
See, I set you up, you knock him down.
Knock him down. There you
That's
go.
That's it.
Speaking of that.
Before you go any further, we have to say something about the injury today, season-ending injury to Avisiel Garcia.
That's a bad thing, yeah.
Avi Garcia, the ex-Tiger, he was going to have this great season with the White Sox. I was always a little bit not in the corner. I didn't believe in the power. And he's.
I thought he was good, but I don't know how good.
He was part of the trade. You know, he was part of that deal last year and that got you Jose Iglesias, who's out too. So think about the two main components, and Peavy was the other part of it.
Right.
The two of the three main components are out for the we'll see when Jose Iglesias gets back, if ever.
If he gets back this
right.
year, I'm not convinced.
No, and that kind of an injury, that takes its toll on your legs.
And then not to play for 4 months in a minimum and then try to get back, I don't know.
And play that high level. Garcia's out for the year with a torn labrum in his left shoulder, and that's tough to come back from, too. He is definitely out for the season.
Oh, there's no ifs, ands, or buts on
so
that.
So go ahead with what you were saying. Sorry about that, but I saw that, and I said, I know I'm going to forget it. We get to know these guys around here, and Avi Garcia, he's had his stuff. We know what some of the stuff is, but he was always a decent enough cat.
There's always talk about stuff and rumors and stuff.
Yeah.
We've all heard it, but I mean,
it's out there.
I wouldn't put it out there publicly because I don't think that unless you have proof or unless you know, you don't say that kind of stuff. But that he was basically thrown out of town for stuff that he did. Let's put it that way.
Off the field antics, if you will.
That he was traded. That's what they say.
Even Mr. Ford.
That's right. That's what they say.
Posthumously said that.
But let's give a Parker the Man shout-out.
Shout-out.
To Tom Lydon from Channel 7.
Channel 7's very own?
Yes.
Let me tell you about
Tom
Lydon.
Tom said he listened to the show. It's perfect. This is the time he's usually driving home, so it's great.
Is there a nicer guy in the world than Tom Lydon?
Very nice.
Good at what he does, but a nice guy, too. You know what really helps? That's a double play. When you're decent at what you do and you're a decent person.
Because there are a lot of bad guys.
Yeah, and you don't want to, like, you know, I watch Tom because of that. I watch 7. I try to get, you know, you can stagger it carefully. You can get to Lydon and get enough smile of its in just to, you know, it teeters on the edge. I wish 7 would push sports up just a touch. And then, because Bernie always ends the show on
right.
4.
Yep.
And then they go to Fallon. That's the end of it.
And I think the last time you watched Channel Fox 2, I think sports writers still use typewriters.
No,
right?
No. I watch Dan if I can. But, you know, the 10 o'clock news. Are you a 10 o'clock news viewer? To this, Rob, I was in the meetings when this was being decided.
That's for older people go to bed early.
This is the 20th anniversary. This is the, if you can believe it, this is 20 years since the changeover when Channel 2 went from CBS to Fox. And we were all part of this thing. There's still people there that were part of it, Sherry Margolis and
but
Hugh
people
Perkins.
Don't understand. Whenever they talk about when Letterman,
Murray Feldman,
the ratings changed for Letterman, that was the day, Mark. I don't care what anybody said.
Well, he wasn't even on that long.
Atlanta, Detroit, like five
Milwaukee,
major cities that he
Cleveland,
lost. And then, you know, in Atlanta, they went to like Channel 46 and Detroit 62.
Milwaukee was 56,
you know,
I
like
think, channels,
58. Yeah, stuff like that. That was one of
we
Fox's
were all part of those
major
meetings.
Play. When they bought those stations. What a smart move
by them. I can tell you some
long-standing CBS stations.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you some incredible stories about the changeover. But when we got the 10 o'clock news, we had a decision to make. Eli and I don't know if Freddie might have still been there, human. But they asked us, do you want 3 minutes of sports, just a you know usual sports cast, or do you want the last basically 10 minutes? And we'll put a commercial break in it. Eli, if I recall, E, if you're listening, was not really in favor of the longer sports cast.
Right.
And I told him, I said, take the time. You're going to want it. I'm telling you, take the 10 minutes. We'll figure out a way. We'll put stuff in it. It'll work. And to this day, they do that same kind of thing at Fox 2. And they got the SportsWorks thing and all that. We didn't have that when I was there. But that's 20 years ago now. That's how long that's been. I believe that was 1994. In fact, I think I wrote down on my calendar there's an actual anniversary date coming up for the 20th anniversary of the changeover.
It was that, and when I remember the other day, too, real quick, was when Fox stole the NFL from CBS. I'll bid them. That was, like, shocking. Because remember, that was Madden and Bradshaw. I mean, Madden and who was it?
Summerall.
Remember that? That was huge
was
at
big
that
deal.
Time. It was a big, big deal.
Do you have anything to say about Stephen Colbert?
I've never watched.
5-year deal?
I've never watched him. I don't have any feel for him whatsoever. I've seen, like, little clips. Never watched the full show. I can tell you right off the bat, I won't be tuning in day one. I don't think that's the right choice for me.
I agree. I this choice of Stephen Colbert, and I know there's a lot of Colbert and Jon Stewart followers for their two shows. I just think that mainstream 5 days a week of Stephen Colbert replacing David Letterman, I don't know, man. 5 days a week. I can take Colbert in small doses. I can't take him every day.
Well, let's ask some of the other guys.
Our informal poll?
Colbert, yes or no? Zero, no, no? I mean,
nobody.
See, there's a guy that his age, you know, that age that are supposedly into him. And I understand, Mark, they're looking for younger. They don't want old because...
Yeah, but Colbert's not that... And even Jon Stewart isn't really the young... Is that really younger anymore?
No. I mean, he's 50s, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. We got a lot to
2015. We got plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Plenty of time.
When Dave calls it a day.
So we have a lot of jam-packed show today.
Let's do the thing. Give me the hand.
All right, let's get started.
I need the hand to get
Come
it
on,
going.
Let's go.
Hi, everybody. My name's Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who really wanted to be at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies at the Barclays Center tonight in Brooklyn. Why they have that there and not in Cleveland where the actual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is.
That makes no sense.
I know it doesn't. They want a New York presence. But he really wanted to be there. In fact, you know how much he wanted to be there? He just bought a brand new Hall & Oates thong. Kiss, Peter Gabriel, Hall & Oates, Nirvana, Linda Ronstadt, Cat Stevens, all going into the Rock and Roll Hall of
and
Fame.
And the bad thing is I wore it backwards and I didn't even notice.
Well, oh, Lord, no.
On the other side is Kiss. He's got Paul Stanley. He's got Gene Simmons. Maybe not. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson. Of course, EP, our producer, Gary, our engineer. And, of course, Matt and his streaming video minion.
I always want to say minstrels. Like he's
No,
minstrel.
Ryan. And Tara's here today, too. Didn't she make the trip?
She's waving.
She's hanging out, too. So they're all on the other side of the glass, Mark. So much to do, so little time. And I want to say, you know what else today is?
Well, we're talking television, so it must be something cool.
It's a TV theme song Thursday. Thursday.
There's no place like home.
What is this, 222?
227.
I always used to say 222, though.
You don't need to.
Who's this, Jack A?
Paula Gibbs. Come on, listen to this. Come on.
What year is this? What decade is this?
'80s. That game was fun.
It was fun.
Together, we'll make it right. With help from our friends, I know we can fly.
No place like home.
With your family around you, you're never alone.
Come on, Rob, sing it.
At the end, I got the end.
You don't need to roam, cause there
ain't no place like
for a child.
Ain't no, there you go, Mark. Come on,
child.
Ain't no place like, no place like home.
I mean, no place, child.
Howdy, child.
There you go, Marla. That was Marla Gibbs.
She was also the Jeffersons.
Exactly. She was the maid on Jeffersons. All right. TV theme song Thursday. We'll take a couple of requests too. 248-848-1130.
If you want to watch the show, we video stream at parkerandtheman.com and at premiersportstalknetwork.com.
Mark, we're going to talk about the Tigers and last night, 2:30 that game ended, and Joe Nathan, your concern level, where is it? Is it at a 10?
What'd you call him?
Joe Nathan.
Dead arm Nathan.
Dead arm Nathan.
I'm telling you.
Where's your concern level at this point for that bullpen and Joe Nathan, dead arm Nathan? Is it a 10? Is it a 1? Is it somewhere in the middle? And also coming up, Mark, after the sports wrap, we have a guest, a woman who you go to bed with every Sunday night. I mean, Detroit, every Sunday night.
We go to bed with her every Sunday
every
night?
Every Sunday night, you wind up going to bed with her. So, you know what?
I didn't get in trouble for that, did I?
No, no, no.
Oh, this is something different?
Exactly. So we'll talk to her as well, and she'll enlighten us as well. 248-848-1130. And you know what, Mark? She'll be a regular every Thursday.
I'm the one who told you. I said, let's get her on. Let's do it. Let's have this person with us.
All right. Well, you have to stick around.
You're with
her,
so we got to be with us, if that makes any sense at all. All right, we're going to get to D.A. Nathan. I'm sorry, but he coined the phrase. I'm just picking up on it. D.A. Nathan and what happened last night in Los Angeles, California. The Tigers, of course, off today, heading over to Petco to play the Padres.
That's a nice trip to California. Had a day off before the series started.
I think that's required now. You know that they put that in the thing?
Oh, do
you? So they get time now in California to spend at the beach doing whatever they want.
It's a long trip now. I mean,
they wrote that into the agreement. Seriously, I think that's part of the agreement now. Players Association. All right, 248-848-1130. So much to do, so little time on a TV theme song. I almost want to say Sportsecution
Thursday, because that's what, you know what, Mark? That's what we used to do, Sportsecution. It used to be a TV theme song, Sportsecution Thursday.
And that's how I used to say it, and I have to get past it. Maybe we'll bring that back someday. Who knows? He's Rob. I'm Mark. It's Detroit's 1130, WDFN, The Fan, and we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
So I'm in my little T-shirt and shorts and flip-flops. I don't know how little it was, but I'm driving around today, and I'm telling you again, I'm on Haggerty.
Mark, it wasn't that warm. Stop
70
it.
70 degrees today. So I'm in my T-shirt and flips, and I'm doing the thing, and I'm just bouncing up and down and going like this, and I wasn't doing it on purpose. I was on Haggerty between Maple and 14, and I said, I just hope nothing happens. But I know other people have had major problems, and if you're one of those that have fallen victim to this, you know, crater season that will maybe seemingly never end, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care.
Hey, Mark, you know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound, often, Mark, the same day.
Give it up to Mike, man. Expert Car Care services everything in that vehicle of yours from top to bottom, A to Z, front to back, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing a transmission or engine. And mention these two fine-looking gentlemen that you're watching right now on ParkerandTheMan.com.
Is that us?
That would be
Rob
us.
And Mark,
just
Parker
mentioned.
And the Man?
Yes.
And you know what, Mark? When you do that, you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings passed on to
$100?
You. $100? No hollas. And all you got to do is say Parker and the Man when you get this stuff as we just prescribed. Anyhow, it's Expert Car Care. That's Xpert. Locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Oh, yep.
Go get Expert Car Care.
It's time to put on makeup.
It's time to dress up right. It's time to raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight.
Muppets are bigger than ever.
Why do we always come here?
Oh, they are. I'm shocked.
It's Muppet like
movies.
A kind of torture
like
to have to watch the show.
Jim Henson's long past.
He's gone a long time.
He's quite a little beautiful.
Well, now let's get me started.
It's time to get things started
on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, my potential. This is what we.
I can't even do it. I can't go that high anymore.
I don't even know the tune.
Are we those two old guys? No, not anymore.
You are one of them. Weather.
Yeah, Mark, you know what? It's time for the weather.
When we want to weather, why are we doing it now?
Because we want to.
All right, fine. We're doing it now. Be careful out there, because this temperature is not going to stay the same. We're going to get down to 38 degrees tonight. 63 for a high tomorrow, but a little less windy and sunshiny skies. We got 70 in the forecast again for Saturday. Sunday, a little bit of rain and 61. Then we start falling back into the 50s and even the 40s for highs. So it's not going to be like it was today. Very nice, but a little windy. Currently in Metro Detroit, cloudy and 70. Still 70 degrees. That's when we wanted to weather.
Why'd we do it now?
We damn well wanted to.
All right. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson, on Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Before you mention the Tiger thing, we get back to Joe Nathan. Bill Haas has the lead at the Masters. We'll update you on everything coming up in sports wrap time, but Haas has a one-shot lead. The former tour champion shot a 68 today. And our guy Ben Crenshaw, who we had Carl Jackson as caddy, you got into a little thing with Carl last night.
Good job by Carl. Look at this.
Beautiful. I loved it. You know, Carl, at the end there, I brought up the Lee Elder thing, and you kind of didn't want to bite with young Tiger. Your guy Carl caddied his way to an 11-over par, 83 for gentle Ben Crenshaw, the two-time Masters champion.
He won't have to worry about that green jacket.
No,
I'll tell you that.
One more day, and then he'll be
out.
And
he'll get a green windbreaker to go home.
To go home in. Joe Nathan last night, three runs.
Brutal.
Dead-arm Nathan.
That's two blown saves. Mark, they've only played seven games. He has two blown saves.
Remember I said the thing about Joe Dumars and a foregone conclusion, I think he's gone? Nathan came in last night, I got to tell you.
No, don't tell me you thought he couldn't.
You thought he was going to give it up
or you just thought it would be rocky?
In my head, I said, you watch the Dodgers either win this thing in the ninth or tie this thing. I'm telling you. And it seemed like a foregone conclusion.
If it was a one-run lead, I don't have no faith in him. But a three-run lead, that's kind of mind-boggling, especially when you give up a home run first.
He has a dead arm.
So why is he pitching? Why is he still out there?
Have you ever heard another pitcher, active current pitcher, say that they had a dead arm and continue to pitch?
No, it's kind of weird because once you put that out there in the universe, everybody knows you can't throw hard. I'm sitting on what, Mark? Sitting on soft stuff.
And then wait a second. What's the solution? He says, pitch through it. I don't have time for you to
go on a 15-day disabled list and just sit on the sideline.
If you could give me the other pitcher you've heard making $10 million a year, a closer for a team that has, you know, supposedly big dreams and big expectations, that you just give me the name, and then I'll say, oh, okay, this happens quite often. Give me what was that?
There it is.
Were those the names? Captain Crickets?
They were definitely Crickets. 248-848-1130.
What's up, Buster?
Hi, boys. By the way, Mark, I was with you today. I was bopping around here in my shorts and running shoes and giving everybody a good look at the gun show today.
Buster, I thought you were like 65. How old are you?
Did you say the gun show?
60.
You're 60 years old and you got guns?
He's got guns. Yep.
Hell yes, 18 and a quarter inches.
Wow.
How are your arms?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I've been asked lots of times if I'm a weightlifter.
No, I didn't. I didn't know you were that big, Buster.
Buster, you got to send us a picture. We need a picture,
not
dude.
I'm 5'8 and a half and 203 pounds, but.
Buster, you got to send us a picture.
Send us a picture.
Buster, picture.
I already asked you if you could come here or I could come there and you can interview me, so maybe.
All right, we're not going to Canada. So, Buster, listen to me. Just listen to me.
It's too hard to go to Canada.
ParkerandTheMan@yahoo.com.
Send us a picture. Yeah, that's good.
ParkerandTheMan@yahoo.com. But as far as, also Ken Griffey Sr., 64 today. And you know this is John Madden's birthday?
How old is he now? 80?
Yes, it's in the late 70s anyway. I'm not sure of the actual age. But
come on, you always know their ages.
Anyway, about the Tigers bullpen, that was, I think they've allowed, 13 runs in the ninth inning already this year as opposed to 13 in the first eight. And when you're closing with either Chamberlain or Albuquerque, although Albuquerque did the job last night, and when you've got a closer pushing 40 who's already admitted 1.5 weeks during the season, he's got a dead arm. You're really, as Molly Hatchet used to sing, flirting with disaster.
There you go with the Molly Hatchet reference.
Look at you.
Oh, I love Molly Hatchet. I met Molly Hatchet 20 years ago here in town when they were playing here.
I used to love Molly Hatchet, too.
Anyway, with Ron Doan out, that even heightens everything. Now, I know Spiley was supposed to be the number five starter, but they might have to permanently, Spiley might have to be in the bullpen for quite a while.
They have to look in their minor leagues and find somebody. I mean, somebody's got to be able to get some outs now. Come
Buster,
on.
Picture. Buster. And I can't believe I'm asking an old man to send me a picture in my email.
But still, he's been calling us for 100 years. I'm curious to see what he looks like, too.
I just don't want to picture your junk.
Because he says we don't want that picture. And he's mixed, right? Isn't he biracial
selfie.
Or something?
I want a selfie from Buster.
He's mixed, isn't he?
I don't know. I want to see him. I don't know what he is.
I thought he told us,
Rob,
at one point. I don't
how
know.
How far down have we gone in the food chain to ask Buster for
okay,
a
okay, all right, Mark. Okay, you're absolutely right. All right, Rob Parker here for Sam's Alterations, Mark.
Oh, I love Sam.
You know what? You think you're the man?
No.
Sam is the man.
Sam the man.
Sam's Alterations, located at 12 Mile and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. Mark, they do men's clothes, women's clothes, whatever you need. You need cuffs in your pants. You need your pants let out, taken in. They can do whatever you want. And Sam and his crew are great at it. The telephone number, 248-552-9950. They do alterations, all kinds of things. And best of all, Mark, he sells men's suits in there.
Rob, I've seen
you. You can go in there, pick out a suit, and then he'll make it like it's tailored just for you.
Who's the guy that tells you after every show how good you look?
It's you. And
no,
you know
it's somebody else. But I'm still telling you, you look good.
And you know what? Sam is the man. He takes care of me all the time. He's really my tailor. Sam's Alterations, located on 12 Mile and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village, right there, 248-552-9950. Hey, Mark.
I hope Sam can make me look good, too. Yes!
Go get Sam!
All right, coming up, a sports wrap. We'll get you caught up on the Masters.
And the woman we all go to sleep with on Sunday nights in Metro Detroit. She's coming up.
I'm telling you, I campaigned for this, and now I got what I wanted.
She's coming. Here she comes.
Oh, Sports Night with Parker the Man. Check us out. iHeartRadio app, of course. On Twitter, Facebook, and as always, you can watch us at ParkerTheMan.com and PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!